Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I'm Andy Atherton, back with you. It's a Friday. We're closing out another fun week here on the Video Jukebox, just regular old week, doing some songs we like to do. And this today, to finish it off, I'm going back to 1999 off of the album Tal Bachman. It is She's So High by Tal Bachman. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. This song, you know, you hear it a lot on the radio still to this day, actually came out, almost 25 years ago. To me, I always think of the movie She's Out of My League, because it's played over a really great montage of Kirk and Molly falling in love and shows them getting together and hanging out with their friends and doing all these fun coupley things. So that image is always in my head when I hear the song, but it's a really good song. It's a power pop ballad, if you will. And let's talk about it as we watch it. So the YouTube link is in the description as usual. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Has a really nice, soft and slow kind of opening here. We have this model, I believe her name is Yvonne Ciso, I think. And she is featured in this song. She's dressed in angel's wings and has World War II era headgear, specifically a leather pilot cap with aviator goggles. As we proceed here, she is going to steal balloons from a clown in the street, gives them to a little girl in exchange for a glass of water. Then the girl gets lifted off the ground. Afterwards, she places the glass on the street and attempts a high wire act above it between two buildings, concluding by diving into the glass, which is greeted with applause from a crowd of onlookers. And of course, it's interspersed with shots of Tal Bachman playing the song with his band. It hit the Billboard U.S. Top 40 chart. It hit number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. It peaked at number 3 in Canada, where he's from. I mean, it tells a nice story here. It's kind of out there a little bit with these images, but I think I think it kind of, what it does is it's kind of your imagination running wild here. I mean, that clown is a little freaky looking. So when Tal wrote the song, he wrote about experience he had in high school when he was trying to get a girl to date his stepbrother. He attempted to bribe the hottest girl in her high school to go on a date with him. So the conversation between him and what I thought was this godly, exalted woman progressed. He began to feel more and more uncomfortable and awkward. And so just remember that feeling, I don't want to say fear, but it just in kind of awe of her. So he played both his father's 62 Stratocaster and a 12-string electric on this song. And he said he drew some inspiration in writing it from Sheryl Crow's song, If It Makes You Happy. Like I said, this song always reminds me of She's Out of My League. We did a really great episode of Laugh in Theater. It was a group watch. I remember Sean Kidd. It's one of Sean Kidd's favorite movies, our friend here. And it really, because a lot of times when, you know, beautiful, attractive women are intimidating to men, right? Let's be honest. And oftentimes you feel like they're out of your league and you put them kind of on a pedestal, I guess. And you can understand what Tal is feeling when he wrote this song, because, I mean, because he's mentioning Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, Aphrodite, some of the... Now, I mean, Joan of Arc, I don't know if is really considered the one of the more attractive women in history, but one of the most remarkable, bravest women in history. I mean, Aphrodite is a Greek goddess, and Cleopatra, the beautiful queen of Egypt, so... And, you know, everybody's applauding this girl, and, you know, she's looked like she should be, like, you know, Wonder Woman's stunt double, almost. All right, well, that's a fun video. Nice way to end the week here. All right, so next week is a theme week, being we are here almost in the middle of April. What time of year is that? It is tax season. So everybody's got money on the mind, money on the brain, worried about money, hoping you get a big return, getting those returns in. The IRS, you know, it has our deadline. So next week, all of our songs are going to be about money or wealth or what have you. So we have five fun songs for you next week. All right. So I hope you all have a really, really great weekend. For those of you who are wrestling fans like me, it is our Christmas, I guess. It is WrestleMania weekend. Shout out to the Place to Be Nation and North South Connection crew headed to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Steve and Keithy are among that crew, as well as, you know, plenty of other people that you hear all over this feed, the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network and the North South Connection. Make sure you are checking out all those fine podcast feeds, as well as North South Connection's YouTube channel. So everybody, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.